And as our energy landscape is obviously changing and our energy supply is diversifying. We've already heard from many previous speakers on what we have to do, what are the challenges, what are the solutions, and how can we implement them. And I'm very happy to be able to share some of the latest developments from my country. As you probably know, Austria is a member of the European Union, so our case is a little bit different. And as a member of the European Union, we are also part of a wider integrated energy system, and energy connectivity can obviously not be viewed from a single Austrian point of view, as it is interconnected. However, to give you a bit of a broader context, to see where we're coming from and why are we doing what we're doing, Austria has very ambitious climate and energy targets. We are aiming to be climate neutral by 2040, which is 10 years earlier than the EU's goal. And in addition to that, we have a target of 100% renewable electricity supply, national balance by 2030. To reach this target, we will need to achieve a net increase of about 27 terawatt hours of renewable electricity across all technologies, especially from wind and solar PV. Additional efforts will also be necessary to reach climate neutrality, including the phasing out of oil and gas in the heating sector, or the phasing out of combustion engines, to name only a few. My government is currently preparing a Renewable Heating Act, and the phasing out of combustion engines is related to EU legislation. To reach these goals, Austria has passed the Renewable Energy Expansion Act in 2021 to support the higher uptake of renewable energies. My country's endeavor to achieve climate neutrality was also, by 2040, was also anchored in law. With the Renewable Energy Expansion Act, the necessary legal and organizational framework was put in place, and a long-term stable investment climate was created. It has fundamentally modernized Austria's support scheme for green electricity, and it has made it more efficient and market-oriented. As part of the Renewable Energy Expansion Act, we have also created the possibility for citizens to establish energy communities, and this way citizens can participate in the energy transition. Their acceptance for renewable energies increases while private capital is being mobilized at the same time. In order to realize a successful energy transition, the expansion of renewable energies alone obviously is not enough. In addition, sectors must be transformed, the energy transport infrastructure must be further developed, and flexibility and storage must be created. And in accordance with the Renewable Energy Expansion Act, we are currently preparing an Austrian grid infrastructure plan, the UNIP. So the Austrian grid infrastructure plan is an overarching strategic planning instrument. The detailed planning remains still with the responsible authorities and the grid operators. So what the NAP does not do is designate areas for the expansion of renewable energy sources, and it also does not plan at a project level. But what it does is it brings together expected energy production, consumption, and the necessary energy grids in the medium term until 2030 and in the long term until 2040. So for the very first time, we have created a plan for what the energy supply of the next few years may look like and what infrastructure will be needed. And with the infrastructure plan, we are all looking at the electricity and at the gas infrastructure in an integrated way for the very first time. So there are three key messages to take away from our draft NIP plan. And that is, first of all, that Austria has high renewable generation potentials. And in order to exploit this potential, transmission capacities in the electricity sector need to be strengthened. In the gas sector, there is a need for hydrogen infrastructure. And the first step is to connect large industrial centers. Existing parallel structures can already be used for this. The role of methane network must adapt to the decreasing demand for methane and at the same time serve to develop the national biomethane potentials. The first draft of the Austrian Grid Infrastructure Plan was published only recently on 7th of July and is still open for comments until tomorrow. So So the draft NIP is based on a number of scientific elaborations that were validated with the planning of the Austrian transmission system operators and our market area manager. We've already heard today from previous panelists how important it is that industry, network operators, and governments work together. And this is exactly what we've done when we developed our national grid infrastructure plan. So numerous stakeholders from the energy industry, environmental organizations, social partners, politics and administration in the federal and state governments were involved in the drafting process. And lastly, as the expansion of renewables and the infrastructure planning are obviously ongoing and dynamic processes, the NIP will have to be updated accordingly. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Yasmin, for interesting insights about this new national strategy. Are there any questions from the floor?